This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to Girls on Porn. I'm Rachel.
I'm Laura.
And we love porn.
This is our porn review podcast.
We talk about what we love and we roast what we hate.
Helping you find hot, ethical, just plain better porn for your spank bank.
And we're looking at everything.
Before we introduce the topic, we have a spicy little segment for you today.
69 Seconds of Sex News.
We've pulled headlines from the news along with local reporting to keep you informed and horny. Here we go.
A couple in South Carolina were arrested for having sex in a Ferris wheel. Authorities found a video uploaded to a porn site of the pair stooping, not only in one of the glass gondolas of the Sky Wheel in Myrtle Beach, but also in a local community pool. If the Ferris wheel is a-rockin', the police come a-knockin'.
A 35-year-old man in Fulumbe, Malawi, had an unhappy ending after visiting a sex worker. He passed away just at the conclusion of coitus, and his cause of death was cited as excessive orgasm which caused blood vessels in the brain to rupture. This has led a literal nation of people to ask, what the fuck was she doing?
The Gay Vienne Awards were held recently, awarding winners in some 29 categories. You can look up the winners online, boasting such honors as Best Butt, Favorite Cock, and Best Quarantine Sex Scene. A special congratulations to Best Newcomer Brock Banks, whose name has a real Dirk Diggler sparkle.
A woman in Slovakia performed oral sex on a petrol station robber to distract him until cops turned up. While it is unclear whether the woman performed the act of the man out of fear of being assaulted, she did hold him there long enough for the police to arrive. According to local media, the woman told the police when they burst into the room, "Take him, I can't anymore." I'm sorry, but oh my god, this needs to be a porn.
And in local news, one of our staff members' mothers informed her that there was what sounded like a loud, weird buzzing coming from her room. Listener, it was indeed a vibrator that had gone rogue.
And one of our hosts recently discovered that sometimes sliding into DMs does in fact work. It's 2021, y'all, so there's no better time to shoot your shot. What do you have to lose? You guys, it's 2021. We're talking about phone sex. Because I'm sure a lot of people are having it.
Yeah. Also, like, what an exciting topic, because we can encompass both the like vintage phone sex vibe
Like,
what does that mean, and the 1-800s.
Yes.
Alongside more like FaceTime, sexy, wexty.
Exactly.
Phone sex of the current digital age.
Yeah. FaceTime, you know? Masturbating sesh. A Zoom orgy.
What a wealth. A wealth of various things.
Yeah, people are getting creative.
Rachel, have you ever had phone sex? I'm asking as if I don't know the answer.
As if you haven't heard, probably.
As if I haven't literally been like, oh, better put on some headphones because Rachel did it.
Well, you know, famously, I wasn't an LDR for about 2 years.
Famously.
I've been having a lot of phone sex. Lot of FaceTime sex. And here's the thing. I love it. I really love it. It forces you to be vocal about what you want. You have to communicate. Mm-hmm. You really get to be vulnerable with the person in a way that you normally wouldn't if you were just like having a hookup with the lights off, you know? Like, you really get to be creative. And I love dirty talk. So I'm a big fan of phone sex. The thing that sucks is
I can't wait.
Usually
I have a lot of questions, but go ahead.
The thing that sucks for me is like, well, A, obviously poor connection. Never great. That's happened a couple times.
Tech challenges. That's a real challenge.
Yeah. Or like someone's phone dies, yada yada yada. But what I always disliked was like when my partner would then come, he'd be like, "Okay, well, see you later." I'd be like, are you kidding? And he'd be like, well, yeah, I have cum all over my stomach. Like, I got to clean this up, you know? Or he's like,
he
I
would
change
end
my
the
shirt.
Interaction like at the cum because he has to leave the room as opposed to being like bringing you with him to the bathroom.
Oh, yeah, or, like, right. It was like, well, now I just.
Or
feel
doing
like,
a little
yeah.
like FaceTime cuddle sesh.
Like aftercare.
Like whatever we yeah. do in real life. Yeah, a little right. bit of aftercare.
Like that's what I don't like about it. And then I had to be like, hey, stop doing that. Because like we just talked for 2 hours and like, of course, it turned into sex, but like. I don't want it to end on just the fact that, like, you came, you know?
Yeah.
Like, of course, I always did, too. But, like, why does that have to be, like, signifying the end of, like, the whole conversation?
Yeah, it's the equivalent to, like, fucking someone and then them immediately being like, good night.
Yes.
And, like, listen, I don't typically spend a lot of time doing much after sex if it is, like, end of the night or, like, last thing you do.
Yeah.
You know, like... But you do that. It happens naturally. Like I get up to pee. You ask me if I need a water or anything, help cleaning up if you're a good person, you know, maybe we like share a little cuddle and like a little pillow talk,
right.
you know, and
right.
then you go to sleep.
That's what I like.
And crash. And sometimes you're just so fucking spent that you're like, boof,
right.
and you're just out. But phone sex in particular, it's like,
yeah,
you know,
I want to keep talking.
It makes sense. It makes sense. I had a similar experience recently where I was like sexting and then it was like, you
yeah,
know,
and you're like,
and I was the one to be like, hey, it's nice to talk to you. Yeah. Good night, please. Good night. You know, like I just felt
right.
like fucking thirsty.
Uh-huh.
Trying to make it not just be like, well, we both came.
Mm-hmm.
Good night.
Right.
You know,
it's true.
When you, so I feel like I actually am less versed in the FaceTime sex in particular.
Uh-huh.
I've definitely had it.
Yeah.
But not like a lot of times.
Right.
Are you, okay, I have a lot of questions. First,
yes.
production value.
Oh.
Are you like, are you framing? Are you like holding
oh,
the phone?
Yeah, it's very important for me because I'm unlike Zoom where I can hide my self view. You can't hide it in FaceTime. And I just can't help but look at myself because I'm a narcissist. So I'm like,
right.
I need it to look good. Like, I don't want like, first of all, flash on, never a good option. I'm just going to tell
yes.
that right now.
We'll talk about that
yeah.
with this one of these videos later.
Right.
But I feel like a camera light
yeah.
is not your friend.
Never is your friend. It looks like one of those little pens that like the doctors use to like look at the back of your throat.
Yeah,
it's clinical.
Exactly.
It's gross. Like it's harsh. It's just not going to look good. Yes, I'm definitely framing. I'm like. I would do a lot of things where I'd like set it up and then like, I mean, for the people who are watching this, you're getting some tips.
On video yeah. on Patreon, you're getting a
it's
better
a lot
show.
Of like this, you know, with like the camera outstretched in your arm, like looking at you. And a lot of like, sometimes I would put it up, I'd prop my phone up against my pillows and then lay like
that's smart.
At the end of
yeah.
my bed, like legs splayed, you know, because I want it to look good. And
right.
you want it
I've
to...
done the, like, putting the laptop in a place.
Yeah.
Like, it seems advantageous to just park your camera.
Right. But then...
perform
you,
for it.
Yeah, you want to be able to pick it up because if you want to zoom in on a nipple, you know, you want to zoom in on, like...
Zooming in on a nipple
oh,
sounds
sure.
terrible, though.
Zoom in on a nipple.
I can absolutely
play
see,
with
like,
it,
a man know? Asking for that, but being, like, zoom in.
Yeah.
Like,
zoom in on,
I
like...
I only see that being graceless.
You know, zoom
yeah.
in on your lips and your fingers and your mouth, things like that. I really love it. I mean, that when I all of the time I spent FaceTime having FaceTime phone sex, I was like, I absolutely could be a camera op for a porn.
Yeah, you learned
yeah.
a lot.
I learned
in that
a lot.
Process.
Yeah, absolutely.
And do you feel like when you're FaceTime sexing, is it like what are the differentials for you between that and just like dirty talk in sex? Like probably more than usual.
Yeah, because there's a lot more. Well, like just in terms of like dirty talk. Yes, because
just
it has
in terms
to be
of like the interaction of what you're saying.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
like
what I'm saying is like if I were there, I would be, you know,
right.
I'd be,
of course.
You know, like
yeah.
you're doing the thing. Like dirty talk in sex, I always feel like is like. Yeah, like slap my ass, pull my hair harder, or like, I like it when you do this, or like, put your fingers like this,
yeah,
things like that. It's instructive.
Telling people what you want, basically.
Right. But like, and usually what I want, I'm not saying what I want to do to you, which is what phone sex is, in the difference, is like...
You feel like it's... I mean, I feel like it's a blend of both, but you're saying the proportion is like, majority what I want to do to you for FaceTime sex.
Yes. as opposed
Whereas
to dirty
actual
talk.
Sec, it's more like what I want to have.
Yeah, it's like done do to this to me. I like this, you know.
Interesting.
Yeah, or like you feel so good.
I feel like in my phone sex encounters, it's been pretty balanced, actually.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. But I'm like getting, I'm like giving you full on description. I'm like my fingers wrap around the base of your cock, and I slowly like pull you towards. You know what I mean? Like I'm going.
Yeah,
full,
it's more descriptive.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah. Things like that. Whereas like when I'm just having the when I'm having the sex, I'm doing it, you know, and throwing in a bunch.
Have
of
you
like,
ever done the kind where you're actually not narrating, but you're just like masturbating for each other? Like I've certainly done where it's less about the dirty talk and more like getting there and then being like, I'm just going to jill off for you and you get to watch and enjoy that. Like
absolutely.
That's also a version I've done for sure.
Oh, totally. I mean,
I'm feeling the need to be like, listen, Rachel, I feel like you're giving a like TED talk on FaceTime sex.
You also,
but I also need to be clear
sex.
That like I'm well versed in sex. I fuck too. I don't, you know, do it necessarily with the production value. I'm not necessarily like angling the camera or have had so much FaceTime sex in particular, but this is fascinating.
Well, also the only time I have ever squirted was via FaceTime sex.
Oh, I forgot about that. I think I knew that, but it slipped my mind. It was like a particular vibe, right? It was like a womanizer or something.
No, it was my Lello wand. Yeah, Lello wand. And and it was all just clitoral.
Free
and I couldn't believe it.
Although
I know,
they do pay us to advertise, just not in this specific context. But that's how you know it's real.
Well, toss it that way, you know?
Yeah.
We'll give it to him. But yeah, and it
we'll
was
give
wild.
Him a little
but what
extra.
Sucked was like, he was like, I think he was coming at the same time, so his eyes were closed, and I was like, "Did you see that?" And he was like, and he was like, "Oh shit!" And he was like, "I missed it." And then I had to like show him the wet spot, you know,
and which he was is like, less sexy, I guess, than actually doing it.
Yeah,
being like, look, like, here's the proof.
Right,
here's my little pee spot.
Right, like he like just caught the end of it. He was like,
yeah,
you know.
But yeah. But, you know, cool that you were coming together regardless, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Which is much easier to do, I feel like, with a mutual masturbation situation than any actual sex.
Of course.
Just feel the need to say that for our listeners. We don't really advocate or aspire for some pedestaled version of sex where everybody comes simultaneously. But, yeah, when you're mutually masturbating, it's easier to control because it's you.
Especially because, like, majority of the time, like, you know, when I'm coming, it's like I want the person to stay in. So if, like, you know, we're in a situation where we're pulling out, because, like, I've recently been sleeping with someone who, even though we're wearing condoms, like, he still is too scared to come inside me. So, like, we'll still pull out to come. And I'm like, if we're going to come together, that just can't happen, you know? The physics.
That is a will not major obstacle.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever had old school traditional no phone camera, just regular phone sex?
Just talking?
Yeah.
Yes. Also very hot. Also very hot. Yes. Have you?
Yes. But like, again, rarely. I feel like sexting is my like go-to.
Same.
That might just be because like I am very into the written word and I tend to gravitate towards people that
she's a writer.
Keep up. She's a writer. She's not writing. Although I will say it has its disadvantages. Like it really gets to a point where you're like, fucking type this thing.
Right. You're,
you know, like I had a stereo once.
Fucking iPhone with like your own like wetness. And you're like, oh, well, that's interesting.
And you're like, yeah. I definitely had a scenario also where like I got really into a sexting situation. And in my defense, multiple times I was like, fuck, I'm super close. I'm really close.
Yeah.
And then I just had to put the phone down and like come for like 2 minutes.
And
I just
like,
had
where
like
are you?
The longest, like wildest orgasm. I was fucking high and using a vibrator. So it was just like an intense, it was like I sort of started to come and then was like, oh, blah, 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 blah. And then just like went off and just, I was like, fuck the phone. I just need to feel this for 2 minutes.
Right.
And still weirdly, you know, like felt like connected to that person.
Right.
Was still like, thinking and like energetically with but that person instead was like, oh, and just I came back and I was like, hey, and there was no like, I was like, holy shit, I just fucking came like a train, you know?
Right.
And they were like, cool, I'm glad. Yeah. And like had just stopped, like waited for me.
Yeah.
And we, you know, talked about it later. I was like,
so hard.
You caught that. I was like, I'm close.
I had to come.
I suppose I should have done the like, do you do the thing where you're like, random letters. Yes. Like when you're like, right. you just stop typing and yeah. you just type nonsense and it indicates I am coming.
Right.
Now.
Right. I also love to do that if we're just texting. I love to then set, this is some horny shit that I'm a big fan of. I'll then like show the wetness on my fingers in a picture. And be like, just came. Ooh. Just mm-hmm. came.
That's a nice move. You know? Yeah.
Well, because like guys love to do that, right? To be like, look, here's this puddle of cum that I like from you. Yeah. You know?
Yeah. I will sometimes do that too, although I think I'm less inclined to do it when I've come. Because yeah. then it perpetuates the narrative that my wetness only exists post-orgasm right. as opposed to the lead up.
Right, right, right.
So
but yeah, I love to be like,
I'll sometimes like do fingers.
Snail trail yeah. for you. yeah. Dripping exactly. some goop on my fingers. Just yeah. for you.
Also, sometimes the thing of like sending a picture of your hand actually down your pants or right. the like proof of
oh, yeah.
concept.
Oh, yeah.
So to speak.
proof of concept.
Yeah. yeah.
Anyways, wow, love it. Talk about it for hours, truly. love
I could too. Well, I do want to say one, I want to like touch on one more topic that's more in the realm of yeah. like the personal experience of phone sex or sexting or FaceTime sex, uh-huh. which is that like, I think a lot of people are intimidated to do it.
Yeah.
Or at least I was when I was like younger. Yes. There's like pressure to be good at it.
Yes.
And to be like, did I say the coolest thing? Mm-hmm. Like, it, like I found dirty talk really intimidating when I was younger.
Yeah.
Again, like I'm a writer and an actor and I'm like, I want to say all the right things. Uh-huh. And I always want to be like clever and smart and good.
Mm-hmm.
But I think like you do it like twice. Well, like you do it twice where you actually give in and you're just like, oh, I'm just saying what I want.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh shit, this is actually really easy.
Right.
Like literally if you go to your imagination and you're like, you know what I'd like to do right now? And you just articulate that. It's
yeah.
hot.
Right.
And it's almost hotter to say less than to be like, I am elaborately running yeah, my fingers right. down yes. your pants and then I'm unzipping them and I'm,
right.
oh, I get a whiff of your dick. Like the more you say, like the more you risk like saying something that's like, ooh, and kind of like bump someone that
right.
can like,
I know.
That stuff can be really fun.
Totally.
But
you just got to have confidence.
If you're just being yeah. genuine about like, I want to fucking feel you inside yeah. me. It's like instantly arousing
right.
for
right.
both parties. You
that's
know?
It. And it never hurts to throw in like a I'm so hard or I'm so wet. Like those are always yeah. winners in my book.
Literally all you need to do is like positive feedback
yes.
and things you want
right.
and things that are going well.
Yeah, exactly. exactly.
Encouragement.
I remember one time, this is a funny moment in my life. I was shamed because I was always kind of like the person in my friend group to be like, oh, I need help like sexting. You know, like what should I say? And one time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. yeah. And one time I like. With a friend, like started like she was like just like I was like sexting to her boyfriend, and I said like something like I want you to like fit as many fingers in me as you can, and she was like, oh my god, like that is insane, like and shamed me for saying that,
you.
Like she was like, I don't want to get fisted, and I was like, okay. I didn't specify how many fingers, you know, I just wanted it to be tight in there, like goddamn. Also, like, yeah. who, like, maybe you should get fisted.
yeah, I get the anxiety there, only that, like, I've said things sexting
yeah.
and been like, oh, fuck, you're going to do it in real life now.
Yeah, right.
And, like, maybe I don't want that.
Right.
Or, like, occasionally you just say fucking insane shit.
Oh, totally.
Like, fucking rip me open
yeah.
and, like,
split me apart.
Like,
yeah.
most, usually people like, no, you don't exactly mean that.
right.
But there are times when you're like, oh, we're talking about, like, specifically
yeah. uh-huh.
a thing
yeah.
that we then have to, you know, like, it also sometimes puts pressure. Like,
oh, totally.
I've sexted with people I was actively dating
yeah.
and then, like, saw them a few days later and it was like, guess we're doing some, like, ass stuff because we talked about
right.
it, you know?
Right.
Which can also be really fun. It can be an opportunity to just like say something wild in the moment
right.
that you actually want to explore.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Also, I have to share a story from my youth
mm-hmm.
of learning I had a skill for this and like honing it and getting more comfortable with it.
Uh-huh.
But like I was doing Jekyll and Hyde the musical at my senior year in high school. And I had very little experience with cocks at this point. Like I'd encountered like a couple.
Just a handful of
but
cocks.
But you pick up things,
yeah.
you start to learn like, ooh, what does a cock do? And it's like having a good time. And we were, so I played Lucy, who is a prostitute.
Of course.
Sex worker, 19th century terminology.
Yep.
And I had my like horde of dancers who were also presumably sex workers.
Yes.
And there was like a scene that went on and in the background, it was like crowd hubbub, you know,
yeah.
like the girls like
Hoopla.
Sit at the table with
yeah.
their like
yeah.
their Johns and they like whisper things in their ears. So it became like a game on stage, you know, like
uh-huh.
who can fuck each other up.
Yeah.
And it became a challenge for the girls to like whisper crazy shit into the guy's ears. So I was constantly manufacturing like
lines
for them to give to the guys. My favorite one, keep in mind we're high schoolers, was I want to count the pulsations in your cock as you come down my throat.
Oh,
and it like maybe like super titillated, but also potentially traumatized some like sophomore boys who are just like, oh!
Right. He actually like, just came. He came when he heard that.
And he's on stage. Yeah. He's on stage. What's he going to do now?
Costume it's department.
Theater. Live theater, everybody.
Wardrobe.
Anyway, good, clean, fun.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have some funny tips from this Goop article. LOL.
Yes.
Never, ever do I go to goop.com for advice, but I thought that this was funny. How to have fulfilling phone sex. It's with New York-based sex therapist Steven Snyder, who wrote The Love Worth Making. You're familiar with that book.
Beautiful. I'm beautiful not. Title. Very Goop.
Okay, so... You like, I mean, all this.
I feel like The Love Worth Making lives in the same canon as Conscious Uncoupling. Very on brand.
Yeah,
sorry,
right.
Not to interrupt you. But, I just had to say.
So he basically just said, don't waste time trying to be clever. Keep it simple and direct. Mm-hmm. Sometimes a good hearted, honest, I'm starting to get wet can be all it takes to touch someone's heart.
Literally what we were just saying.
Texting.
Verified. Doctor approved.
Snyder agrees. Texting and seduction seem to be a natural fit. You're forced to wait for the other person to type, so you're in a perpetual state of anticipation.
Ooh, that's an interesting point I've never thought about before.
You know, and like...
Yeah, creates presence, too.
And also, like, he says, the three little dots tell you that someone on the other end is trying to make themselves as interesting as possible in order to get your attention, because you're important. And, you know, your erotic mind loves that, because we're all narcissists. and then he's for like to transition into FaceTime sex. Like, don't think of it as asking your partner for virtual sex. Like, that's too passive. Instead, you know, say that you're feeling turned on after fantasizing all day and like you'd really love to have an orgasm right now. And like, do they want to join? It's your orgasm and you're going to have it with or without them. And the only question is whether or not they want to come along. I liked that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's beautiful.
I know. Some other fun stats.
I felt those stats coming. I felt them coming on.
The demand for phone sex is on the rise, with the phone sex platform Night Flirt saw a 10% increase in calls amid the pandemic.
Mm.
And then Night Flirt's team of phone sex operators has increased nearly 50% since mid-March.
Mm. Yeah, I found this information that like about the industry itself, the dial-up porn industry in the 80s did like $54 million annually.
Yeah.
And then in 2002, we were up to $1 billion. I have a friend also who worked as a phone sex operator, which this is getting more into the like vintage dial-up sex industry, which is very different, obviously, than like partnered phone sex.
Yeah.
She is actually like a spoken word poet.
Oh.
So she's like very good, like with her voice and like creating a sensuality.
Mm-hmm.
But she also told me, and this is so obvious when you think about it, that the point when you're a phone sex operator is not to get the person off.
Right.
It is to keep the person on.
Yes.
It is to spend as much time as possible.
Because you charge by the
minute. Talking to the person and charging by the minute. And naturally, a lot of the people that called were actually just like lonely people who wanted to talk to a young woman. And occasionally, you know, it will often turn to sex, but or to sex talk.
Right.
But that really it was like, yeah, how's your day going?
Right.
Like, oh, you know, like very sensual, prolonged dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
And the more that you could get someone to talk, the more money you made, which sounds exhausting. It's like being in therapy, but like trying to get the person to never shut up, which is an amazing thing to think about.
Easy for me. I'm yap, and all of a sudden it's been 45 minutes, and she's like, I gotta go. I'm like, oh, really?
Yeah. But I meant like as the therapist.
Yes.
Like if you're the therapist, you are kind of like, you have to have this immense amount of generosity and patience.
Yeah.
And to think about doing that just in the realm of like sex and general conversation is a form of therapy is what I guess I'm saying.
Yeah. Oh, I love that.
Any other stats? Did I interrupt your stat?
No, that's all I got. Should we do the showdown?
Should we do the showdown?
I think we should.
Okay, what do you got?
British daddy has phone sex with his girl and come so fucking hard. was that my relationship? Was that literally my LDR?
I think it might have been. Rachel, I legit saw that this morning. I saw that porn come up and I almost used it. And I was like, let's not bring up British daddies. It'll be triggering. But I also like, I was like, is that a daddy? Like, he looked like a teenager.
Yeah.
Like, I looked, I scrolled through the thumbnails and was like, this is like a TikToker coming.
Yeah.
But everybody's a daddy these days.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Everybody's a daddy.
Treason. Talking to husband on the phone with sperm on her face.
Treason. Would we call that treason?
No. Treason is by definition governmentally related.
Right.
But I love it.
Treason. With cum on
talking
her face.
To us, unless her husband is like literally the president.
Right.
And
but like,
she's got sperm on her face.
From another,
I don't even know if that counts as treason.
From another president? Like she turned her back on the country?
Yeah, if it's from another world leader,
right.
And it's specifically related to other dealings that undermine the safety of the government, sure,
right.
Sure, then it's treason. But I think this person just doesn't know what treason means,
right.
But I love
right.
it.
Okay, call my brother for sex on phone. Call my brother for sex on phone. Loud moans till cream pie orgasm.
Call my brother
yes.
for sex on phone?
Yes.
Okay.
Loud moans till uh-huh. cream pie orgasm. What's interesting is like a cream pie orgasm.
Call my brother for sex on phone.
But also like.
And a cream pie orgasm does not feel like it lives in the universe
of phone sex. So.
But here we are.
Hmm.
You know, yet again, the aggregate's been like, we'll jam it all
exactly.
in there. Multi-demo.
Yeah, call my brother.
This is similarly confusing in terms of like, what's the relationship here?
Yeah.
Husband's wife creams on FaceTime call with his father.
What?
So let's do it one more time.
Wow, the logic
Husband's
here. Okay.
wife
uh-huh.
creams on FaceTime call with his father. So I think
she
what
creams.
We're doing here is we're married
yes.
and we're being naughty.
Yes.
And we're diddling down here.
Yes.
While, like, we're FaceTiming
Grandpa.
Dad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But, like,
Dad.
Who's creaming? The
I
wife?
I think she is.
Okay, the wife is creaming. Okay, all right.
Yeah, because husband's wife creams.
Yeah.
So she can't be her own person. She can't just be a woman creams. Husband also there. It has to be that she's his wife. You know, we have
right.
to go from the male to the female.
Yes.
We have to make her subject
include.
To his. Yes, yeah.
Okay. I have to do a voice for this one. I'm a very horny babe, and talking dirty on Snapchat always makes me come a lot.
Me too, bitch. Me too.
I'm not on Snapchat, but if I was, I could only imagine. I mean, when I was on Snapchat.
I genuinely can't, because isn't it like bleep,
yeah.
and we're done. Like, didn't they invent
yes.
the like 10 seconds? And let me tell you, if
uh-huh.
you're a listener, you know it
yeah.
takes a good deal longer
right.
than 10 seconds for this choo-choo train to arrive.
Absolutely.
Also, why am I like, a choo-choo train? Don't ask questions.
Because she comes like a train.
Oh, yeah. That is a callback. Brilliant.
But also, like, when I was on Snapchat in like 2013 or whatever, when it came out, I don't even know if that's when it came out, but it feels like it was back then. I was definitely like sending sexy like snaps, but now I'm just like full on dropping them an iMessage. Like they're in the cloud, you know? Like
oh yeah, oh
I
yeah,
don't
absolutely.
Give
they're
a
permanently
fuck.
There.
Yeah.
There's at least 20 minutes of content just from the last few months that like,
oh,
exists in the world.
Of
yeah.
course, of course.
Yeah. Yeah,
I don't need Snapchat to do it. I'm like, I want you to hold on to it. I want you to revisit it. I want it to be saved into a folder on your phone.
We are
to pull
advocates
it out.
Of spank banks, so
yes.
100%. Yeah,
I worked hard on it. I don't want it to just be disappear.
Yeah. Okay, I got two more for
okay.
you.
Okay, all right.
Your girl FaceTimed me her tits today. Onlyfans.com/wetflix. That's fully, like, we've fully just given them a free ad.
Okay.
To their handle.
She FaceTimed me her tits? Your girl.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Naughty.
There's a common element of
cheating.
A light cuckolding
yes.
in this realm of being like, I'm on the phone. Like,
yes.
phone sex being like, I'm just having a pleasant conversation about Disney World
yeah.
with my boyfriend and somebody else is fucking me back there while that's happening.
Right, right, right.
Which is not really what we're covering today, but
no.
important to note that that's a genre.
It is.
Subgenre
it's a niche.
Of the genre.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Very
okay.
Good. Okay.
You got something
yeah.
for me?
We know he knows, parentheses, phone call.
We know he knows. Very mysterious.
I know.
Very
foreboding.
Very mystique. Yeah. Not what I usually expect from the mainstream porn space.
I mean, that just sounds like
sort of alluring.
It sounds a little bit like a thriller, you know?
Yeah. I like a little not knowing what I'm getting.
Right.
You know? I like a tease.
On it. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, that's a twist. We like that one. Last one for me. I fuck my girlfriend while playing Parcheesi on her cell phone.
Wow. Girl.
Again, confusion of like what's happening. Like, is she playing Parcheesi? Is the person that's I in this sentence playing Parcheesi? Because that's what the grammar would have us believe. Also, Rachel,
to the girlfriend in the scenario, fucking dump his ass, okay? You should not be in a relationship with this man. A, he plays games while you're fucking. B, he's playing Parcheesi. What even is Parcheesi? And why does he even have it downloaded on his fucking phone? You know?
So you're pretty upset, and you seem confident that he's playing Parcheesi and she's not playing Parcheesi.
Yes.
Because I think it's a grammar error, and it's
I fuck my girlfriend
while she's playing Parcheesi, but it's structured in a way that tells us that he's playing Parcheesi.
Oh.
On her cell phone. It's the her cell phone that I'm like, you mean that she's playing on her cell phone, or did you steal her cell phone? You're playing Parcheesi, and then you're casually fucking her while you're playing Parcheesi.
On her phone. Like, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, you're really mad.
I'm mad about it.
We don't even know which scenario it is. But I do agree with you.
I'm pissed. Because if she's playing, she's not getting the kind of stimulation she deserves, you know? In either situations, it's no good. And also, what the fuck is Parcheesi?
I did want to return to the point of what the fuck is Parcheesi. Like, my nanny played, I think. I don't know what Parcheesi is. How do you play it on a phone? Isn't it a card game?
I thought...
Or is it
I keep imagining that it's Yahtzee. So I'm like, isn't there dice involved? But that's,
I feel like there's some dice or some pieces that you
there are
have
things,
with Parcheesi. There's
I'm
things.
Sure
there's objects.
There's a board.
Yeah. So playing that on your phone, is that just like playing poker on your phone?
Yeah.
Yahtzee? Phone Yahtzee? Is that
I don't
a thing?
Like it. Phone,
that Why sounds, would you do that?
That sounds a little suspicious.
Phone Yahtzee sounds terrible.
It sounds like phone Nazi, so.
Oh, yeah. That's not at all what I know. Sort of wanted.
But that's what I heard.
Now we're talking about Nazis. Great. We're here
now.
Oh,
boy. Okay.
Let's take a break.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Auraframes.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Auraframe.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Auraframes are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Auraframe, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective, unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
And we're back.
We're back.
But today's topic is phone sex.
Yeah.
Not necessarily like a super porny category.
Yeah, this was interesting,
you know?
To find some.
So it's interesting to find, yeah, porn that sort of represented. We have representation of the traditional like call-in hotline,
yes,
as well as representation of like
what we've
partnered phone sex.
And it's really exciting because it's a new platform that we're excited to bring to you guys. It's called XO Afterglow. They're brand new. They have some originals.
Just started producing.
Yeah, they have some original content. And then they also are like hosting some other stuff on their platform. Lots of familiar faces.
Yeah. They do like wellness. They do like masturbation exercises and like articles. And it's educational as well as...
Yes.
Being like quote unquote ethical porn.
Right.
And yeah, like you said, familiar faces. They're already working with like a lot of our favorites.
Right.
There's the video we're not talking about today that we have seen so far is Oliver Davis and Avery Black.
Right. And this video that we're talking about has Mickey Mott in it.
Yes.
So we're obviously excited about it.
Who we love.
Yes. Yeah. Remy Amore and Mickey Mott. And just called You Up, and it's like shot in the pandemic, which was like, okay, wow, bold, you know.
Yeah.
But I loved it. I loved the vibe. I loved the production value. I loved the color of it. The like kind of lazy electric guitar. It felt like we were in LA. She's like walking back. This hot girl's like walking back from a farmer's market with some flowers and stuff and some fresh fruit and veggies, and she's got her mask on. We love to see it.
We've got a time and a place.
She's being responsible. She goes home and she's like in her panties and in like just like a little like wife beater, like no bra, and she's like cleaning her veggies. And
it's very, I hate to use the word like hipster friendly,
it
but
is.
It is, you know, like I was like, the farmer's market, you like wash off your veggies, you're like wearing your cute undies and your like little crop. I was like, ooh, I need that crop tank.
Yeah.
I used to have one like it that like just wore out and I need another one now after seeing this porn.
Right. And then we
and
get,
yeah,
she
very,
gets
like aesthetically pleasing.
She gets like a you up text from her boo.
Yeah.
And they start texting and she's like, they FaceTime and we get like, you know, she's like playing with her fingers in her mouth and she's like, you know, it's starting to get, he's like, she sends him a picture first, important to
me.
She sends him a picture first,
so
the gateway was opened, and she's like, and he's like, did you like, or she asks if he liked the picture and he's like, I love all the pictures that you send me.
Okay, I do have to say, so well, let's do the summary and then I'll go back to that.
Yeah.
But yeah, so basically we're like slowly easing into from sexting into FaceTiming and like talking about the sexiness in the pictures.
Yes.
And then she like gives him a little show of like her tits and her abs.
Yes.
And then they both start kind of like touching themselves and settling in.
Yes.
And it turns into like a mutual masturbation FaceTime sesh.
Yes, 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 yes.
Super hot. There's a couple things in here that we sort of touched on, like potentially bumping us. Like she has, at one point she like takes the camera and shows camera her asshole, like with the camera light on.
Yeah.
And I was like, brave.
Bold.
Like I didn't mind it. I just was like,
I know.
Hashtag brave.
For real.
I would never. Although that said, like the lighting in her room, she like goes from the kitchen into her room.
The writing, like,
to, you know, like
it's sex lights.
Which is real.
Yeah.
Like, you know, when you're like, ooh, we're going to go get sexy.
Yeah.
You like transition to the
Absolutely.
Bed, you know. And she has like super pink, like sexy lighting.
Uh-huh.
So like maybe the phone camera light has a different effect in that environment.
True. We don't know.
But not something I would ever dare.
Yeah. I mean, I'm definitely.
Maybe someday.
Yeah, I've definitely like put my butthole on the camera for FaceTime sex. But not with the light on. Not with the flash.
Not with the doctor's light that you described so aptly earlier.
Yeah.
The only tiny thing that also bumped me is she's like, did you like those photos I sent? And I was like, if she sent him photos and he didn't immediately respond positively, I would not respond to the you up text.
I know.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, but I like it. It still works as a like, remember that sexy thing I did? You know, like, do you want to talk about that? Did
exactly.
you enjoy that? Let's
I thought
talk
it was
about
a
how
good,
you enjoyed that.
I thought it was like a good like transition, you know?
Yeah.
Into like
yeah,
this is
yeah.
what we're doing. And so then, and then another good transition is like, what would you do if you were here right now? Mm-hmm. Which is key for phone sex.
Yeah.
And Mickey's so good at dirty talk. He's like, I put your hands around your neck. And like, he's like, can you touch yourself for me? And she starts touching herself. And it's just like, it's just really lovely communication. And we get a couple shots of the POV of the phone, which I really liked. Mm-hmm. I liked that it wasn't the whole way through, but it was the POV.
But it felt like we were living in it with
him. Like, I felt like I was on FaceTime with Mickey Mott, which is all I want.
Which is hot.
You know?
He's also, him in particular, he's so, like, casual and subdued, which is, like, which sounds bad when I put it like that, but it, like, just doesn't feel forced.
Exactly.
You know, like, he's so natural about being like, you know, I fucking love every picture you sent. Or, like, I'm never going to forget what your sweet pussy tastes like, which he said at one point. And I was like, ooh, that's hot, too.
He's a good actor, you know?
He's a good actor. Like, he's very natural.
He's natural.
Very believable.
Which is the big problem that we have with a lot of porn, right? Is it's like people are trying to act. And it's like, do
It's a little
less.
Too over the top.
Do less.
Yeah.
And he's so good at it, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, I felt like I was like, everyone should watch this porn because it's a perfect example of like how to have good phone sex. Like, I also loved like him being like, show me what you like, you know? And so she's like, okay, I'll show you what I like to do. And like, she like smacks her own ass.
Yeah.
And I also love that like she doesn't have like perfect, like manicured skin, you know? Like, I was like, yeah, I love that we've got some ingrown hairs.
Like,
that's important to me. I want to see that. I love that, you know, because
that's real life.
It is.
Baby.
It's real.
She is like stunning.
She's the hottest girl ever.
But, gorgeous little bug. Very, very hot.
But yeah, it's like, it was, I also would have loved like a sex toy in there just because I'm always using a sex toy. But
we've gone over this before for sure. And I was a little bit bummed, you know, it's a video, so it has to be sort of like contained, but if she is just using her fingers, I was like, this video would be twice as long, you know,
totally,
potentially.
Exactly.
Like, it felt a little bit more like sensuous and just like playful than being about like, here we go, we're going to fucking come together. You know, he does. And then she immediately is like, your cum is on my face.
Yes.
That was another part that bummed me a little bit, only because it's like an extra level of suspension of disbelief.
Oh.
But I imagine there's plenty of people that would love that if they like came on FaceTime and were like, ooh, tell me where it is.
Yeah, I want to like
pretend
lick
it's on your face.
Right. Like,
this
like, is
pretend
me
it's
licking
like
it up.
Here.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. I loved it. I loved the way it was shot in her apartment, like the color of it, like the art direction, the like sex lights that she has in her room. It just was like, it was very horny and hot. And I also loved at the end, after they both come, they continue to have the conversation. She goes, you want to watch me eat? I was like, yeah, this is great. Like, just because they both came doesn't mean like the conversation's over.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. It's really sweet. Yeah. Like, it was nice that this.
Right.
It felt like initially it could have been a rando, you know, or like a sort of you know, any number of kinds of relationships.
Right.
But it was nice that they just snuck in some hints at intimacy as opposed to it just feeling like you up, let's fuck kind of thing.
Yes, right. Totally.
You know?
I loved it.
I thought it was beautiful. And I'm truly so excited for this new platform, XO Afterglow. Because as our repeat listeners know, there is a dearth of platforms. So it's exciting that they're rolling out and they're, I think, giving away like free memberships and shit. So that we can... you can find on our Instagram and we'll shout out a little bit more about that if you want to like try it and wander around, sample the merchandise, so to speak.
We've been pushing for it on our Instagram. So hopefully at this point you guys have found out more information about them. But yeah.
Do you know we have an Instagram? Where have you been?
And I work really hard on it. Okay.
Yeah. Rachel does the majority of that work and she's boss at it. And sometimes you see our asses. Okay. Should we talk about browsers?
Yeah. Let's talk about. Yeah. Yeah. Is it browsers or browsers?
I think it's, I've heard it both ways.
I always say it's like Brazzers because I'm from Michigan, I guess. I don't know.
Well, you know, what's funny is I like listened to a podcast that talked about Brazzers because they're part of the MindGeek fucking porn monopoly.
Yeah.
And it's supposed, it's like brothers. It's like Brazzers.
Oh.
Like it's like brothers pronounced with an accent sort of. Like, is apparently where the name came from, which is fascinating, but that doesn't super help me on like how to say it here, because if it's a mispronunciation, you know, like if it's like an accented
thing
and then a nickname around that, like, doesn't matter.
Right.
But yeah, Brazzers, who knows? So this is Brazzers Presents 1-800-PHONE-SEX, line one, Brazzers. Yes. So Brazzers has put their own brand twice in the
just
title.
Just in case it wasn't clear.
Just making sure you know who brought you this.
Yeah.
And so we open on a, like, a den of phone sex, presumably, like, a studio dedicated to phone sex.
Right.
And we get this, like, cacophony of, like, cock noises and grunts and, like women sexual on the phone.
Yeah. Girls touching themselves. They all have, like, their uniform on, which, important to note, their uniform is, like, a tank top that's, like, the cut.
The year is 1992, and these are Hooters waitresses, only their shirts say Brazzers.
Yes.
Or they say 1-800-PHONE-SEX. They're all wearing, like tight white jeans.
And, like, the shirt is, like, cut, like, in between, like going across their areola. Like, there's, like, what's the point of the shirt?
Either, yeah.
You know?
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
So, yeah, they're all, like, hanging out, touching themselves. Like, the girl, Mia Miley, shows up with, like, coffee to, like, bring it to the gals. You know?
Morning, ladies.
Morning.
Yeah. And we're pretending it's, like, an old school, like, telephone line operator room, whatever we would call those.
And then we cut to just a man sitting out with his hard dick saying, I just want a real woman to tell me what she wants.
Yes. The fucking dick reveal, though, in the first shot, I didn't clock that he had his dick in his hand. I just saw him be like, I just want a real woman to tell me what she wants.
Yeah.
Cut to him with his dick in his hands. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
Like, are you on a porn
What's
site looking for that?
What's going on here?
Yeah.
And so he was like, and then, of course, like, a ad pops up on a porn site being like, call 1-800-PHONE-SEX. And she goes, it's literally one ring. And she answers.
Uh-huh.
And she goes, how may I fuck you today?
And then
she's like, where do I start? I'll tell you what I'm wearing. And, like, she has, like, this baby voice that I really can't stand.
Yeah.
I bet that cock is getting so hard. Like, lady, it was hard to begin with.
Yeah.
Man hard.
He jacked out before we started rolling.
Yeah.
She also, like, jumps very quickly.
Yeah.
Like, there's not a lot of, like, hi, how are you?
No.
Like, what would you like to do today?
Right.
What are your kinks? What are you into? She goes, maybe I should tell you what I'm wearing.
Yeah.
I don't think she even tells him.
No.
And then she says, are you going to put your tongue on me? And I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
We're all over the place.
I know.
We are all over the place.
And then she just goes, I think I need to make a house call, girls.
Yes. How she finds his house, we don't know. This is terrifying.
No.
We're on a porn site watching this, thinking, yes, you do have my IP address and could probably use technology to track down where the fuck I am, but don't remind me of that. Then, in another act of horror, then we cut to him masturbating on his couch, and from behind the couch, her creepy fingernails come up from behind and then cover his eyes. And I was like, this is a horror movie.
How did she get inside?
This is single white female. This is fucking Fatal Attraction. This is a woman breaking into your house to fuck you. Run, dude, run. You terrible actor, get out of there.
Oh my God. And then she gives him a sloppy blowjob, and, like... like, she, like,
and
asks
they fuck in, like, two different positions.
Right. What kills me is, like, she's like, is that good? And it's, like, the POV is, like, the camera is, like, the POV of him, and it, like, goes up and down, like, he's, like, shaking his head. I actually laughed out loud at that. I was like, we don't need
that's
that.
That's such a fucking gonzo porn movie.
Yeah.
It's so classic.
Yeah, yeah.
It's so cheesy. We also skipped two important details.
Oh, yeah.
The other girls at the phone sex operation hub, one of them's like, I'm so jealous of you.
Yeah.
You're going to get that cock nice and deep inside of you with her hands down her pants.
Right. They both, like, all just have their hands down their pants.
It's just in the culture that we're constantly touching ourselves.
Right.
You're making a house call.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah. Also, one of the other girls looked like she was literally 12, and I was concerned.
That was the one with her hands on her pants.
So
I was like, this is a teen-esque performer.
Right.
We are meant to think she is a baby.
Yes.
I also find, like, mainstream, this is one last thing about, like, before we depart from the hub.
Yeah.
The other performer's, like, also just, like, gets back on the phone and starts touching herself.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, like, sometimes when these mainstream porn performers touch their own bodies, I'm like, do you feel it? Do you know your body's there?
Yeah.
Like, touching body, nervous hands over body.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, it's for you.
Yeah.
Like, it's,
and you
you're supposed
enjoy
to touch yourself for you.
Right.
Yeah. Like, not for me.
That's such
like
a good
you can,
point.
It's such a differential between like how people actually touch themselves and someone being like, I touched myself for camera because man behind camera said to touch myself.
Exactly.
And it's awkward to watch. Anyway, back on
yes.
guy getting right. guy fucking this girl on his couch right. that broke into his house.
And then we cut to him at night with his poor wife being yes. like, I'll give you a blowjob tomorrow, babe. And we like are supposed to get that like it's like she's like schlubby and is in like a bad PJs with, like boxers and like she's yeah. like, I'm so sorry, like your life sucks because I'm like not fucking you. I was like, this is yeah. I'm offended.
And then he puts his hands together yeah. and goes up to the heavens and says, thank you, 1-800-PHONE-SEX. And I was like, wait. Is it supposed to be a fantasy? Is it supposed yeah. to be a dream? Is he supposed to have cheated on this poor girlfriend who's like, sorry, you're not sexually arousing to me, probably because you don't know what a fucking clitoris is
exactly.
based on the sex we just watched. I'm not particularly motivated to be generous with you sexually. Because
right.
Whatever. Yeah. I also was mad. I was like, ew, this is so like, don't you hate your partner?
Right.
Have a fantasy about a terrifying stalker woman yeah. coming into your house.
Right.
So you can fuck her.
Yeah. And then we get her driving back to work in the car at the end.
Yes.
Yes. For no reason.
With her crop top and her tits
and
just
no
outside
pants.
Of it.
And no pants, no panties. No pants. Just driving and then yeah. jiggling her
tits and like making sex face.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, this car shot is more expensive than the rest of the porn.
Yeah.
Like we had to get like a car interior yes. shot for some reason.
Also, she would be arrested.
Sure. Yeah. Another key detail, at some point when she's over at his house and on the couch,
yeah.
she says, recognize these boobs. How would he? You were on the phone, bitch. You didn't even describe
right.
them.
How
you just
would he
said
know?
You had them. Like, recognize these boobs.
From where?
There were also other things where she was like, I remember on the phone you told me you like spit, which he didn't. We didn't
right.
see that.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
it
yeah.
was like weird expositional, like unnecessarily. And did not connect back to the seed we had planted earlier. You see, these are story tactics that we are missing.
We need them as a viewer. We need them.
Yes. We either need no story at all or just a little tease or at least make your fucking story make sense.
Right.
And this is nonsensical and I can't handle it.
We don't ask for
much. I will say that she could ride like a champ. She really like worked that cock from above for a time.
She did.
She's athletic.
Yeah, we'll give her that. Yeah.
Even if she was clearly faking an orgasm while that was happening.
Right. Well... Yeah. What do we think? Are these going into your spank bank?
EXO Afterglow is in my spank bank.
For sure.
I, you know, spoiler alert, they had that other one with Avery and Ollie that I have masturbated to.
I masturbated to You Up. I was like, yeah, this is hot. It got me going.
Yeah, You Up got me going. I more just watched it clinically for the show, but I will definitely be like returning to it. That one's another like sort of palette. I don't want to say cleanser, an amuse-bouche.
It like,
it's your like a little bit lighter. Like, what's your appetite?
Yeah. It's an aperitif.
In my tabs, it would be in the appetizers. Yes, exactly. Exactly. Aperitif. Oh, boy.
Thank you guys so much for listening to Girls on Porn. You can find us on Instagram at Girls on Pern. That's porn without the O. On Twitter at GOP the podcast. On our website at girlsonporn.com. And on our Patreon, patreon.com/girlsonporn.
Don't forget to rate, review, subscribe. Feel free to drop your handle in a review if you want to leave one, and we'll tag you and thank you.
Also, subscribe to the Patreon. Why not? What else are you doing? Come on. Support us.
It's 2021. We need help.
We would really love you forever.
Maybe you're also in dire straits, but we definitely are, and if you can help with that, we will...
Be eternally grateful.
and make a lot of content for you.
Yes.
Feel free to leave feedback on that content because we're learning as we go. We're baby Patreons.
It's true.
If you want to check out the porn platform that we were talking about on today's episode, you can go to exoafterglow.com and enter the code EXOHELLO for a free trial.
This has been Girls on Porn, the only GOP that's actually good.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.